All right, here we go. It's another Banning Online Supervision meeting. Glad to have everybody here. Today we have Volume 10, Session and Client Management Skills. We're going to be talking about a number of variety of things, some of them from our internship program meetings and some from our Five Pathers Online email group. And then after covering session and management client management skills, then one of our subscription members here, Espabot, is going to talk to us about a client. I'm going to see what I can do to make things go a bit better for him. Then we'll wrap up as usual with open question time. I'm going to give a chance for everyone to let me know if they're coming through all right. No news is good news. All right, so everybody should be looking at their monitor, or if you're listening to this by way of CD, you should be looking at the handout that came in your package. If you didn't get a handout, please let us know. All right, everyone should be looking at a picture of me up in the left-hand corner, and I'd like everybody to now scroll down to number one. I've been watching some of the questions that have been talked about in our five-path group. Also looking at the kind of questions our interns are asking, and then, of course, any questions that are mailed in. So let's look. Number one, how much time should I schedule with my clients? My last internship meeting was about 50% about efficiency, using time well. So let's see what I wrote here. How much time to schedule with your clients is completely up to you, unless you work for me. Then I get to schedule. When we first started out, I thought that I'd schedule 50 minutes per session, but in my experience, I soon found out that most of the time, I needed a bit more time with the client. Why did I come up with 50 minutes? Well, my training as a talk therapist had gotten me used to the idea of 50-minute sessions. But that did not work well for me as a hypnotherapist. I needed just a little bit more time. So, after some experimentation, we settled on a schedule of every hour and a half. That means that we strive to complete each session in 1 hour and 15 minutes. What does that do? That gives me the little bit of extra time I needed to do a good hypnosis session, plus it gives me 15 minutes to wrap up the session. Let me restate that. It gives me 15 minutes to make notes about the session and to prepare for the next session. When I say an hour and 15 minutes for the session, that means my client is finished. They've walked out the door, I'm by myself, and I can now make my notes, I can prepare for my next session, take a restroom break, whatever I need to do. Now, next paragraph, our interns are scheduled to see clients every 2 hours. This leaves 1.5 hours for each session, plus 30 minutes for recovery time. When you're brand new, I tell you what, after the session, maybe a little bit of time to wipe off the sweat, get your hair back in order, all that kind of stuff. Then you write up your notes and prepare for the next session. And when you're a new person, you might run out to the office and ask me a question or one of our senior hypnotherapists a question or find a script for the next session, that kind of stuff. We want you to have plenty of time to do that. That's why, as an intern, we schedule every 2 hours. Now, if your session needs a little bit of extra time and you need to go over an hour and a half, you've got it if you're an intern. You've got an extra 15 to even 20 minutes if you need the extra time for the session. That's why we schedule it for every 2 hours. But every intern should be striving to be done in an hour and a half. Next paragraph, if I worked with children exclusively, I'd probably schedule my sessions every hour. I'd go back to the 50-minute model because you just tend to need less time with the children. If I worked exclusively with chronic illness, I'd probably schedule myself for more time. I would expect that on average, the sessions would be more intense, more complicated, and that those clients would benefit from having more time to process the session afterward.